Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. It's with great excitement that I greet each of you on this Friday afternoon. It's been a little while since we've been together, and I'm thankful that we are back for our weekly word of inspiration and prayer. And I'm also thankful that those of you that have connected on today, that you connected and that you are ready to hear a word of inspiration that you can meditate on. But just before we get to the word of inspiration, let us just pray over the word on this afternoon. Father, we thank you and we give you all praise for your word that is active and alive, oh God, and sharper than any two-edged sword that pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And Father, I pray right now, oh God, that you will just allow this word that you have given me to share to manifest in your sons and daughters' life. I pray that it will accomplish that what you sent it to do, Father. I pray on this afternoon that you will use me to deliver this word and that they will hear you and that you will be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Today's word of inspiration is entitled Embrace Life. Embrace Life. And I'm sharing this particular word with you because the past 2 months has been a whirlwind for me, and I'm sure for many others as well. I have experienced loss of 3 people who were very near and dear to me. My dear friend of 42 years passed away suddenly. Then she's part of a sister circle, and her sister, who's also a dear friend and sister, her son suddenly passed away, and he was a pastor and a husband and a father of 4 children, young children. And then my little cousin, he passed away suddenly. And so these 3 deaths were unexpected, and it was heartbreaking. And after processing their deaths and going through my grieving process, I began to examine my life and realize that there were things that I needed to get in order. And it was also time for me to embrace life. I don't know about you, but a lot of times we just go about doing what we do and not just enjoy the life that God has given us. We're so focused on trying to do certain things, but we need to learn how to embrace life. We're so busy trying to please everybody. We're so busy on our jobs. We're so busy with our kids. We are so busy with life. But are you embracing life? So this morning's word of inspiration, again, is entitled Embrace Life, because God wants us to embrace life. We don't know when our time is going to end. So I want to encourage you on today to embrace life. So let's look at the word of God. Let's look at James, the 4th chapter, verse 14. James, the 4th chapter, verse 14, and it reads, "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." When we look at the word vapor, a vapor is a fine mist like a fog, and it quickly burns away when the sun comes up. It has no substance and it leaves nothing behind. And James is comparing our lives to a vapor. And by him comparing it, it's a perfect illustration to how fleeting our days on this earth are. Life can feel endless at times, but the Bible reminds us that compared to eternity, an individual life on earth is like a vapor chased away by the morning sun. So it's important to recognize the brevity of life so that we don't squander the time we've been given. God has given us all a set time. We don't know when our set time is, but we don't want to squander the time that we have been given. The Bible also tells us over in Psalms 90 and 12, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." God wants us to live with purpose, recognizing that the clock is counting down to the moment that we will step from death's portal into our eternal state, and understand that every day we are alive, we are dying. every day that we are alive, we are dying. And I think when we look at it that way, we'll learn how to appreciate life. We do not know our expiration date here on earth. So every day we are alive, we are getting closer to our date of death. And because of this, while we have breath in our bodies, we should embrace life. I want to say that again. Because of this, while we have breath in our bodies, we want to embrace life. Our lives are like a vapor, and that means we may not have tomorrow. And whatever you do, keep focus on the things that matter. Embrace life. You really only have one life to live, and you need to take what God gave you and run with it. Life is beautiful. Even if you can't see it all the time and life is kind of crazy, yet it's still beautiful. Own your life because it's the only one you have. Do all the things you want to do and more. I encourage you not to let the obstacles of life put you down and stop you from conquering your life and loving every second of it. Embrace life. It's less stressful just to be happy. Who needs to stress out about the details of life when you can just let it go and go with the flow? Try to adapt. Try to adjust to what life throws at you and push through it. I know it's easier said than done, but you're strong and you can do this. Don't let fear or messing up stop you from taking life head on. You can do it. I want to encourage you. God has given me this word to encourage you to embrace life. It will all work out. Trust me, nothing works out perfectly. And if it does, please tell me how you did it. But life is about how you navigate through the bad and wait out the storm. Let me rewind that and say that again. Life is about how you navigate through the bad and wait out the storm. And the way that we have to navigate through the bad is through prayer and through studying God's word and having a relationship with God. Life is complicated and it can be sticky, but everything will fall into place at the end of the day. Take what life gives you and work with it, because truth be told, that's all we really have to do. Things may not work out the way you planned them to, but guess what? They will work out. Embrace life. After bad comes good. Bad things happen every day, but guess what? Good things also happen every day. Never let life knock you down. It may make you wobble, but you have to get right back up. If you stumble, you have to shake the dust off your feet and keep stepping. You look in the mirror and you tell yourself, self, you are strong and you can handle it, no matter how hard it may seem. I want to encourage you again to embrace life. Life is beautiful. Taking in the little moments of life and embracing the beauty of what's in front of you is indescribable. We don't know when our time is going to be. So I want to encourage you to embrace life. When you're walking in your neighborhood, embrace life, embrace the God's creation, embrace all that you can do, embrace that the fact that you can walk, embrace the fact that you can smell his air and that you can smell the flowers, embrace life. There's no reason why you cannot enjoy this beautiful world. You have purpose. You have a destiny. I want to encourage you to embrace life, embrace people and love. Embrace God's creation. Embrace every single thing that life has to offer you, because your life will not be the same tomorrow or the next hour. Take in life while you can, because it's really too wonderful to miss. So our prayer on today is, Lord, thank you for another day. May I do something today that will have eternal significance. And while you embrace life, don't forget to live with eternity in view. Life is but a vapor. Embrace life. This is the word of inspiration on today. I pray that it has inspired you. So many of us have gone through so many things throughout the years and even throughout the months. And I just want to encourage you that no matter what you've gone through, continue to embrace life, because there is good out of bad. You will see good after the bad. You may not be able to see it right now, but just like me losing three close people in my life, and I was like, God, what in the world is going on? But he's also reminded me that, Velma, you only have so many days to live. We don't know when our time is, but we need to embrace what God has given us. Love on one another. Forgive one another. Do what you can to help someone who is in need. Embrace life and thank God for every breath that you take. Thank God when you can breathe in and breathe out. That's nothing but the grace of God. And I just want to encourage you to embrace what God has given you. Embrace the gift of life. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to shift into prayer at this time. And we just give God all the praise. We thank him for what he has done in our lives. We thank him for how he has kept us. We thank him for how he has given us the strength to even come together on today. And we just say thank you. Father God, we give you praise on this afternoon. God, we honor you for your word. We honor you, oh God, for reminding us to embrace life. God, we thank you for your word that says over in Mark the 11th chapter, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and that you will have them. So Father, we thank you and we worship you, oh God, for who you are and for answering our prayers and for being with us and for walking with us and for guiding us and for leading us and for protecting us, God. We say thank you. We don't want to ever take that for granted. So we say thank you. Thank you for being our strong God. You are strong and you are mighty. You're the creator of life. You are the creator of this universe, and there is no one like you. And we worship you and we adore you and we honor you on today. God, how excellent is your name. How wonderful, hallelujah, is your name. How glorious is your name. Mighty is your name. And we just want to say thank you on today. Thank you, God, that even where I am right now, I hear the rain coming down. God, I thank you for the rain. I thank you for nourishing this world, oh God, for allowing us to have the water so that things can grow and so that we can eat, so that we can live, and so that we can enjoy the things that you have given us. God, I say thank you. We give thanks for all that you have done. We give thanks for your greatness. We give thanks for your presence in our lives on today. We welcome your presence, God, even on this prayer, on this afternoon. Father, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst, and we are gathered together in your name. And Father, we thank you. We may be in separate places, but yet we are together. And so, God, we say thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, oh God, for all that you continue to do. We give thanks unto you, Father. All glory belongs to you on today. Now, Father, we ask for forgiveness of sins. If there's anything that we have done that was not pleasing before you, we ask that you forgive us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your redeeming power of your Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the blood that was shed for us, God. Oh, we thank you, that blood that heals, that blood that saves, the blood that delivers. Because of his death on the cross, forgiveness is possible. So, Father, if there's anything that we have said or done that was not pleasing before you, that we did not come before you on, God, forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer on today. Now, God, even as I come before you, oh God, as we come before you, God, as a body, God, my prayer is that, God, that we will learn how to embrace life and to embrace the callings that you have on our lives. God, your word reminds us over in James 4:14, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Father God, I pray right now that we will embrace the life that you have given us. We realize that life is but a vapor. We don't know when we're going to leave, but while we are here, God, we ask, oh God, that you will help us to embrace what you've given us. God, you have blessed us in so many ways. You blessed us spiritually. You blessed us, oh God, emotionally. You blessed us, oh God, financially. You provided for us, oh God. We have what we need. You said that you will supply all of our need. And so, God, we embrace the fact, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to supply our need. We thank you for all that you continue to do. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives so that we can embrace the life that God has given us and not to complain, but to say thank you. But to say thank you, even when things aren't going our way, but to open up our mouths and say thank you and embrace, oh God, the goodness of your grace and of your mercies. It's of your mercies that we have not been consumed, for they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, for life. Thank you, oh God, for embracing us. Thank you for our purpose, oh God. Help us all to understand what our purpose is and to walk in that purpose and embrace the life that you have given us. Father, this is my prayer on today. Now, God, I even ask, oh God, thank you, Father, that you will help us to walk humbly, oh God, with one another. God, it's easy for us to submit to our flesh and to walk in arrogance, but pride causes division and we desire peace, God. Lord, help us to humble ourselves in order that we do not let the lies of the enemy overtake us, God. Rather, help us to count ourselves as equals with one another. It is then that we will stop attempting to be better than one another, oh God, and we can love one another, God, for the unique person that you made us to be. Help us to value one another, God, in this humble spirit so that we may live to the fullest, God. This is my prayer for every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, even your word says that, oh, people, the Lord has told you what is good and this is what it requires of you to do what is right, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So today, God, we choose, thank you, God, to walk humbly with you. We choose, God, to live by your Holy Spirit and to follow your lead. Help us to hear you clearly, for we do not want to walk by pride or self-sufficiency. We want to walk in you, Father. This is my prayer on today. And God, even as I end this prayer on today, I pray for the person, God, thank you, Father, who feels overwhelmed with life, God. God, we are about to approach the holiday seasons, and Father, it's so hard for a lot of people this time of the year, and I pray, oh God, that you will bless them and that you will keep them and that you will comfort them and that you will be with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, even with life, because sometimes life can be overwhelming, I pray that those who feel overwhelmed will keep pressing and keep pressing and praying through their frustrations, oh God, pressing and praying through whatever pain they are feeling, pressing and praying through the denials of others and even the denials they deal within themselves, God, press and pray, God, through whatever rejections and lies and disappointments they are experiencing. And God, help them to press and pray through the tears, oh God, that they may cry that nobody else sees, oh God, but when they are alone, they are crying these tears because they are hurting. God, help them to press and pray, God, through their loss, God. God, I know what it's like to press and pray through loss. I know that you are ever keeper. God, I know that you are our strength. So, Father, I pray, God, that you will help that individual to press and pray through whatever challenges they face, God. And as you strengthen them, oh God, to press through and to pray through, remind them to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Their help comes from you, oh God. This is my prayer to you on today. Now, God, even as I close out this prayer, oh God, help someone, oh God, to hold on to you and not to quit, oh God, but to look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith. Father, I pray uncommon favor over everyone who was listening to this prayer call. I pray uncommon favor over their families' lives and the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. I thank you, oh God, how we have been doing this, oh God, for now 2 years. And God, I say thank you. thank you for touching their hearts to want to do this. And thank you, oh God, for using us, all of us, oh God, that participates in this prayer, oh God, that participates in the word of inspiration. God, continue to use us, God, so that you will be glorified, so that we may encourage someone, oh God, to live for you and to accept you as their Lord and Savior. God, I thank you. Continue to bless Pierce Insurance. Continue to let your face shine upon them, oh God. God, open up doors, oh God, that only you can open, and close whatever doors they don't need to go into. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for all that you have done and continue to do. Thank you, oh God, for the leadership at Pierce Insurance. Thank you, oh God. We thank you for who they are, for their compassion for you, oh God, their love for you, oh God, their desire, oh God, to seek you, oh God, and wanting the employees to have an opportunity, oh God, to hear from you. So, Father, we thank you. Father, I pray for every company, oh God, that is part of Pierce Insurance, God, every insured, oh God, I pray for them, oh God. I pray for their mind. I pray for their body. I pray for their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And amen. God, we thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, we come before you. I'm not sure if the recordings had stopped.